Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 24th, 2008. Two Palestinians reported dead in Gaza, while the Israeli army attacked a Palestinian university in the West Bank and attacked journalists. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army shot and killed a Palestinian farmer on Monday midday in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Yusuf Abu Tahir was working his land located at the southern Gaza-Israeli border near the city of Khan Yunis when Israeli troops from a nearby army post opened fire, killing the 55-year-old man. Witnesses said that soldiers opened fire at the farmers without any reason. Israeli media sources said that Israeli troops engaged in armed clashes with Palestinian resistance fighters in the early morning near those borders. On Monday at dawn, Nidal Shakura from the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, was announced dead after succumbing to wounds he sustained last week. Shakura was injured in the town of Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip when an Israeli unmanned plane fired missiles at him and his comrades. Also on Monday, the Israeli army invaded the city of Tubas and the village of Tammun, located in the northern part of the West Bank, and kidnapped five Palestinian civilians after 2 hours of searching Palestinian homes there. Today in Jerusalem, the Israeli police arrested Ahmed Al-Ruwaidi, the head of the Jerusalem Affairs Office at the Palestinian President's Office. Al-Ruwaidi was arrested while going from his home in the city of Jerusalem to his work in Ramallah in the central West Bank. Meanwhile, the Israeli army ended an 18-hour siege of the Arab American University, located in the city of Jenin, on Monday. The Israeli army invaded the city of Jenin and surrounded the university on Sunday afternoon. Troops, military vehicles, and helicopters stormed the university and nearby village of Telfet, where soldiers searched and ransacked dozens of Palestinian homes. Israeli soldiers also attacked and beat up a number of Palestinian journalists who arrived at the scene to cover the attack. Israeli media sources said that the army was looking for what it calls wanted Palestinians. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Fuad Azir and Hassan Bannoura.